This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Habayim. We continue in Mishabura Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Krishma, Simen Samach Vav, Seif Ches. Simen Samach Vav, Seif Ches. Yesterday, we spoke at the Yitzarachion of the Magen Avram, who wants to know, what is better to do? Is it better to daven with a minion without talis and tefillin, or wait till after and daven without a minion with talis and tefillin? That was the shaila of the Magen Avram. Mendy brought up a shaila. Well, what if you're waiting by Shemana Esrei, so you already did not daven Shema with tefillin, and now it's a matter of just davening Shemana Esrei with tefillin? Is it better to daven Shemana Esrei with tefillin, or is it better to daven with the minyan? We brought out another shaila would be a Ben Eretz Yisrael who is davening on the second day Yom Tov in Chutz Aretz, and he's wearing his tefillin. Should he daven be yechidus with his tefillin, or should he daven with a minyan without his tefillin? Okay, so we're in the middle of Sif Ches. And in the Mechaber in Sif Ches, the Mechaber said that you have to be somach gula tefillah and don't be mafsik after Gaal Yisrael. Just if an oinus happens that you didn't put on tefillin and the tefillin came your way, bein gula l'tefillah, then you put on tefillin then, but you don't make a bracha until after you daven. But a talis, you do not put on. The im ad shaloi amar gal Yisrael nizdamu loy talis utfilin. But if a talis and tefillin came your way before you said the words gal Yisrael, menichem, you put them on. V'lo yivarach aleihem, you don't make a bracha ad achar tefila until after davening. Yesterday we saw that the Mishnah Berurah said that in between Gula and Tefillah, you put on Tefillin, you don't make a bracha until after you daven. The Mechaber said that the reason you don't put on Talis is because you're going to have to stand Beshtika, wrapped in the Talis before you start Shemanes, and it's going to delay you. In other words, the shtika itself will be a hefsik. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkatim Nemhei, she'ein hanachat tefillin levishas talis hefsik. We're putting on tefillin and putting on a talis will not be considered a hefsik at that point. Sharei afilu yachal likrois, because even if you could read v'lasik b'malachdai and be oisik in your malacha, ba'oid shehu kairei, ukidel b'simin samach gimel sefei. Because you could read and be oisik in malacha while you're being kairei, like we said earlier. So here the Mechaber is saying that you put on the talis, you put on the tefillin, because wearing the talis and tefillin, putting it on, is not a hefsik. What does Mishnah Berurah mean? Sharei afilu yachal likrois v'lasik b'malachdai ba'oid shehu kairei. You could even read what while you're reading what? I mean, we know you're allowed to do malacha while you're saying the Kriya Shema. But what does it mean? Afilu yachal likrois v'lasik b'malachdai ba'oid shehu kairei. Okay. Comes the Rama. The Ramah says, "V'yesh omrim shekoydem gal Yisrael yivarech ala tefillin v'achinog." Some say before gal Yisrael, you make the bracha on tefillin, and that's the minog. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Shekoydem gal Yisrael, Ratzalam rekoydem she'amar baruch atah Hashem." After you say the words baruch atah Hashem, de'la'achar mikan. After you say the words gal Yisrael, bevadei osel hafsik b'shem davar. After you say the words baruch atah Hashem, you can't be mafsik for anything. Ela yisayim gal Yisrael v'yaneach tefillin b'loy bracha. Yivarech. You make a bracha. Nira pasha dekan aser loymar baruch shem kavod shenagin loymar achar brachas al mitzvahs. If you're going to say before baruch atah Hashem gal yisrael, you're going to make a bracha on the tefillin. You do not say baruch shem, which we ordinarily say baruch shem after you say the bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin, because at this point in time you really can't be mafsik. Gam nachin shalei varich bazeh ki em bracha achas laniach. It's also correct not to make a bracha at this time, only the bracha of Lahaniach. The Belav Hachi Harbi Poiskim Servim Kane, Bechanal Besimin Chavav Ayin Sham. You ready for this whopper of a chiddush? Says the Mishnah Brura, when you're making a bracha on Tfilin and Berchas Kriyashma, you do not make an Amitzvah Tfilin. Do not make the bracha of Amitzvah Tfilin. Why? Because many Poiskim say, Bechlal, you don't make that. You never make that bracha. So in this case, where it's an issue of Hefsik, you leave it out. V'hachi nog, that's minig mucham d'rachmanim d'hachi kaimelon, it's muchach from the achmanim that we paskin, that in fact you do make a bracha on tefillin in the berchas kriyishma. So even though the mechaber said that between gula l'tefila you put on tefillin and you don't put on a talis, and in between gula yisrael and shemana esrei you put on tefillin, you don't put on a talis, and in berchas kriyishma you, before Gaal Yisrael, you could put on a talis as well, but you don't make a bracha on the tefillin. The halacha is that you do make a bracha on tefillin, but only one bracha, you make the bracha of Lahaniach. When the Mechaber started off, he said, you have to be soymech gula latfila and not be mafsik after Gal Yisrael, only if you had extenuating circumstances that you didn't put on tefillin. Okay, so that's the halacha l'maisa. Siftes. Ein la'anois kadish u'kedusha ben gula latfila. You do not answer Kaddish and Kedusha between Gula and Tefillah, but Ketzar Oisa, what should you do? Mamtin b'shir chadasha k'dei lanos. You wait by shir chadasha in order to answer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, u'kedusha v'chein baruchu, u'moidim, v'yir l'tzamtzim sheyichra b'tchilas ha'tefillah, b'eis shehatzibur shoychin atzman b'moidim. Try to schedule the beginning of your Shemana Esrei to bow at the time that the chazan is up to his moidim, rather than have to be mafsik. You now to be mafsik and answer kaddish and kedusha between gula tefila. Yesh me achreinim shakasu. Some achreinim write. Dal yah rabba the derech hachayim. Some achreinim write the b'shabbos mutar lanos kaddish and kedusha. Then on Shabbos you're allowed to answer kaddish and kedusha v'chol hani shadoimin lahem or any similar responses of Kedusha, Hanisgarim le'elbis of Gimel, Ben Gula le'tfila, Ba'ayin le'kaman, B'simin, Kuf, Yud, Aleph. It's where the Bir Halacha comes out, that you could use, and be mitzaref, those who hold that it's mutter to answer Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, even b'chol. Therefore, bottom line is, on Shabbos, you're allowed to answer, Amen Yehishmei Rabba, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, between Gula le'tfila. However, if you come to shul late on Shabbos and the tzibur is davening Shemana Esrei, so you would think, okay, I don't have to be some gula tefila. I'll do what I do by Mariv and start Shemana Esrei with the tzibur. No, you're not allowed to do that, right? You know the halacha is that if you come late to Shacharis, you can't just start Shemana Esrei with the tzibur because you have to say Berchus Kriya Shema. If you come late and you have to be some gula tefila, if you come late to Mariv, so you start Shemana Esrei with the tzibur and then you say Berchus Kriya Shema. You have to be some gula tefila by Mariv. It's not really that chamor. What about on Shabbos? On Shabbos, where we say you're allowed to answer Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, but you still l'chadchila have to be some gula tefila, and therefore you don't start Shemana Esrei with the tzibur. Why would Shabbos be any different than during the week in terms of being some gula tefila? Because the source of being some gula tefila is, it says, Yiyu l'ratzoin imrei fi v'hagyon libi l'fanecha Hashem tzuri v'gayali Yancha Hashem b'yon tzara. So Suri v'gayali is geula, Yan Hashem Yem Tzara is tefila, but it's only b'yom tzara. But on Shabbos, it's not a Yom Sara, so you don't have to be Soma Gula Tefillah. However, the Rama says that on Yom Tif, which is a Yom Sara, because all the Yomim Tovim are Yimei Hadin, this allowance to answer Dharm Shabakdusha between Gula Tefillah does not apply to Yom Tif. It only applies to Shabbos. Okay. Let us
Is there
move
any
on.
inyan of Gula Tefillah on Shabbos?
What? Is
Is
it
there
what?
any inyan of Gula Tefillah on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Is there any inyan of
Yeah,
Gula Tefillah on
absolutely.
Shabbos?
There's a full inyan. There's a full
Then
inyan.
what is this? But
It's
you're allowed to
only
be
Lagabe
mafsid?
Dvarim Shabak Dusha that we say you're allowed to answer. Meaning there's an inyan, it's just not as chamar. Because Rashi in Brachos gives another reason to be Samek Gula Tefillah. Rashi says it's like someone who bangs on the door, an Ani who bangs on the door, and then when the Oisher comes out, the Ani doesn't ask for anything. So when you say Goal Yisrael, it's like you're banging on the door. You're saying, Hashem, remember what you did in the past? So you better be ready to make a Bakasha. Now, even according to that reason, it might not apply on Shabbos, because on Shabbos we don't make Bakashas. But the bottom line is, we do say there's an inyan of being Soma Gula Tefillah on Shabbos, and regarding that you don't just start Shemana Esrei with the Tzibur like at a Mariv, but regarding answering Dvar Shabbat Kedusha, we're Mekel. Okay, you're Vaiter, Sivkata Nun Aleph, V'Ketzad Oisa, what should you do? Ritzaloimar Imadayin Lo Shama Kedusha Ibarchu, if you didn't yet hear Kedusha or Barchu. By the way, but if you didn't hear it, but you know you'll hear it later, you don't have to wait. Mamtin Mishir Chadasha, La'acha Sha'amar, Oisei Fela. After you say the words, Oisei Fela. V'chozel Chadchila, Avdiyaved Koshloi Amar Baruch Atah Hashem. This is all Chadchila, you should wait at Shir Chadasha, but as long as you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, Yachal Anois, you can answer. U'l'achar Kein Tzarech Lahaschel, Meirosh Shir Chadasha. Wow, this is a whopper. If you got up to Baruch Atah Hashem, let's say you said, Tzor Yisrael, Kuma Biazas Yisrael, Dechmer Yehuda Yisrael, Galina Hashem Tzvakois, Shema Kadosh Yisrael. And then you hear Baruch Hu, and you said Baruch Hu Hashem and Baruch, you have to go back to Shir Chadasha. Al Kapanim, at least from Tzor Yisrael, to Haskalas in Yunukainma, Shikaz Magan Avram, Bisubkad and Gimel, similar to what the Magen Avraham writes in Sivkat and Gimel, V'gam haloi tzarech lemar me'ein hachasim al-samach lachasim al-chachila. And besides that, you need to say something similar to the conclusion of a bracha in proximity to the conclusion of the bracha. Let's see. Okay, we're going to go. Let's finish Simon Samach Vav. Okay? Kol mi shaloi amar emes v'yatzev shachas emes emunu arvis lo yasi dechavas ha-mitzvah kesikna. Anyone who did not say emes v'yatzev in the morning or emes emunu in the night is not yotzi his chiyav of kriya shema properly. Haga mishu anos, one who had extenuating circumstances, v'dachok, and he was pressed, v'ein loy p'nai l'hispalel miyad achar kriya shema, and he didn't have time to say the tefillos right after kriya shema. Yikra Kriya Shema, he doesn't. If someone does not have time to say these tefillos, Yikra Kriya Shema, he should say Shema ad emes. V'yamtin loymer shahar brachis ad sheyispalel, and then he should wait to say the rest of the brachis until he damaged mana. Esrei she'oz yoymer v'yatzim v'nachayin v'yispalel kidei sheyismach gula l'tefila. So even though anyone who doesn't say emes v'yatzim emes amuna lo yatzidei chavas hamitzvah, someone who's an oynus and he doesn't have time to say the tefillos after Shema, he should say Shema until MS and not say MS V'yatziv until later when he davens Shemayna Esrei. Okay, says Mishnah Berurah. Kisikuna, avol loy shalo yatza klal yedei kriya Shema. It's not that he's not yotzei Shema at all. Da kaimlan, de brachos en makvus le kriya Shema. We paskin, brachos are not makiv kriya Shema. Elo shal yedei zeh ha kriya Shema shalo gamkin einenu karay. It's just that his Kriya Shema is not proper. V'yachsar al koponim la'amra achar ha'tfila im lo yamara kodem ha'tfila. He should go back and say after the davening if he didn't say it before the davening? What should he say after the davening? L'chor, he should say Emes V'yatsiv. Meaning, if somebody left out Emes V'yatsiv, Emes Amunah, and he davened Shemana Esrei, he should go back to say it again. And when you do that, you should say Shema again. So the question is, why should you say Shema again? We know the halacha is that if somebody read Shema without the brachos before davening, when they daven, they say Shema again, k'dei lamoid b'tfila mitoich devrei Torah. But here where you already davened, why should you say Shema again? It seems like there's still an inyan of saying Shema. Why? Because since you are not yoytze kriya Shema k'sikuna, it seems like there's still an inyan the Chida brings down. Kasava tur v'shem ha-Yushalmi. The tur says in the name of the Yushalmi. Maybe we'll just do until Sivkatan Nundalad, and then we'll finish this up tomorrow. The tur brings in the name of Yushalmi. This is very important. Sarach lahazkir be'emes v'yatsiv yitzias Mitzrayim. In emes v'yatsiv, you have to mention yitzias Mitzrayim. Because by saying emes v'yatsiv, you're yoytze the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. So when you say mi Mitzrayim ga'altanu, umalchus, you have to mention the malchus of Hashem, ukriyas yamsuf. You have to mention the splitting of the sea, umakas b'chayrois, ayin sham, umashma b'rajba, brachas yiralf, d'li ikuvahu afilu d'yevet. From the Rajba, it's mashma, that it's ma'akev even b'diyavet. So this is very important, by the way. When you're davening shachris and you're saying emes v'yatsiv, you need to be aware that there are a few key ideas that have to be mentioned in emes v'yatsiv. Number one, you have to mention yitzias Mitzrayim. So where is that mentioned? Mi Mitzrayim ga'altanu. Okay. You have to mention malchus. Where do you mention malchus? You say, Malkeinu melech avoseinu. That's also a key phrase. Or, umi baladech ein lanu melech. You have to mention, makas b'chayreis, ko b'chareim harakta. You have to mention, kriyas yamsuf. Yeah? I'm reading from my Siddur li'mois hachoyel. So you have to mention these four things. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Malchus, Kriyas Yamsuf, Makas Bechor, Samashva Rajva, Dilikuvahu Afilo B'Dieven, Vitzarchiyun Mibrachas Yedaudam Abez, the Gemara, Valboilad Kure, Visharinulach. You have to mention, and he freed us, Ratzalamra, Micha Mechat Seif Habracha, Chaperish Rashi, Dilifiza, Chaser Makas Bechorois. What about the fact that you're missing makas b'chayrois? V'doichek l'chalek, meaning from the Gemara, it's mashma that makas b'chayrois is not ma'akev. It's doichek to mechag ben shachros la'arvis. V'ulai nusach akar hayalah. Maybe they had a different nusach. B'soif shayi b'soif gam kein siper makas b'chayrois. V'gam yushalmi brachis perak aleph halachavav mashik sasu rak l'chadchila ein shom tzarchi l'maisa. Im hechalef brachas shal shachros la'arvis olahepach. If you flipped around the morning for the night, or vice versa. If you didn't say Hashem's name yet, if you did say Hashem's name, you finish it, so you don't have to go back. All right, we'll finish. By popular demand, we'll finish till the end of the siman, okay? Let's say you didn't have time. In other words, someone who's an anus and he doesn't have time, so he says Berchas Kriya Shema later when he davened Shemoneh Esrei. So the Mishnah asks, Tzarchin v'chi mi hitter loy lifsuk m'nei shein loy p'nai? Who allows him to be mafsik between Shema and the end of the brachos because he has no time? Elo mi shein loy p'nai yikra Kriya Shema levada b'loy brachos. He should, someone who doesn't have time should just say Shema. V'yachar kach, k'shiyah lo'y p'nai, yikur k'yah Shema, v'berchaysev, v'yispalo, k'leo b'sim samach, z'beiz. V'sefer nar shalom, k'asad n'kamakam dinar amahu emes v'nachayim. Still, the dinar amah is true. Hecha shakara k'yah Shema. He already said Shema. He thought he would have time. And then something came up that he has to interrupt. And in this situation, it says, better to be mafsik after Hashem lekechem emes. Then when he comes to finish the davening, but if he knew in the beginning that he wouldn't have time to say Shema to daven, he was afraid that Zman Krishna would pass. Even the Rama would agree to the Magen Avram. Sheikur Krishma Levadoi, he should just say Shema by itself. So the situation of the Rama is not where the guy planned, oh, I only have X amount of time. I'll say the first Berachos Krishma and Shema, and then I'll be mafsik there. If he knew that to begin with, the Rama would agree, just say Shema, and you'll say all the Berachos Krishma with Shema and Shema Esrei later. We're talking about where he thought he would have time, and then something came up. Okay, we'll hold over here. With your permission, we're going to do tomorrow Samach Zayin, which means we'll be up to date, meaning we'll be an entire full week ahead. Next week, I'm away. Rabbi Yeager will give shiurim on certain days. I'll post the schedule a bit later. Okay? Hatzlach Rabbah. Have a great day. Kol Tov.
Sifkat and Memhei, the Rabbi wasn't sure what it meant. Shari,
yeah.
I think Shad is Shari. Afilu Yochol Likrais Kriyashma. The last segment will have to, and we work at the same time. For example, Roichev al Hamar, Ba'oi Chukari, while he's still saying Shema, and that's not considered a hefsek. Certainly, putting on tiles and filling is not considered a hefsek.
Why does he say you could both Likrois and Kari are going on Krishma?
Uh-huh. Yeah, if Rav looks back at Samuk Gimel, that's exactly what he's talking about. Doing something during.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.